Not today is to justify me and answer what I am for, but you, a new brood, native, athletic, continental, greater than before known. Arouse, for you must justify me. I myself but write one or two indicative words for the future, but I advance a moment only to wheel and hurry back in the darkness. I am a man who, sauntering along without fully stopping, turns a casual look upon you and then averts his face, leaving it to you to prove and define it, expecting the main things from you.
Good evening. You've made it through the week. You've made it to Friday night, and you've made it to World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. I'm your humble host, J. Todd Underhill, with a voice so good that it needs to be served with a side of onion rings. And with me in the studio, we've got Michael Amade.
With a voice so good it has to be served with a round of popsicles.
And in the booth, operating all things technical, please welcome the Ape Boy.
With a voice so, never mind.
Annoying. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, see? I like that one. That was going good.
Come on now.
All right. We want to take a moment and thank our station's general underwriters for this half hour. We want to thank LatinLifeDenver.com, everything you need to know for Latin community, nightlife, and check them out at LatinLifeDenver.com. And, of course, we're also being brought to you by a new sponsor, Body Armor. Tropical citrus drink. I've got one in my hand. I'm taking it home with me. I don't know if the owners know this or not, but it's going home with me. Well, basically, it's an energy drink, but it also helps you recover from your workouts. It's got potassium. It's got L-carnitine. Basically, everything you need to know or need to have for your workout.
There's actually, I was looking at the ingredients there, and everybody, people who know me know I'm a total nerd when it comes to this stuff.
Yes.
And there's some, it's some really cool stuff. There's also a thing called Elixir 8.
Exhilarate.
Oh, hey.
No problem.
Imagine that. Anyway, Robert,
you went to 8-Boy School of Broadcasting, didn't you?
Well, DJ Richie Rich actually had one of these right before we got here, and rumor has it he was sleeping. He woke up, drank this, and now he's running in circles.
I mean, he's really on the launch pad, right? He's basically ready to go into orbit.
Yes, exactly. So, I mean, so
he is now the hamster in the wheel, keeping this station running.
Exactly.
He's just powering this place.
We are Robert Richfield powered tonight. So,
but anyway, this stuff looks absolutely great.
One's going home with me too, brother.
All right. There we go. So, yeah, your family's going to love you.
We also want to thank our sponsors, IdleVoiceLessons.com,
yeah,
and USACarpetInc.com.
That's right. Great carpet cleaning, upholstery cleaning, tile and grout in Denver, Colorado.
We also want to give special thanks to Salter Hard Motors in Broomfield. Gary Ringler out there actually ensured that our executive producer could be here tonight by selling her a car that
That's
was
right.
worthy. And she said that he made the car buying experience great for her. If you need a new ride, give them a call, 303-469-1801.
And, you know, Mary, who is our executive producer, I sat down and had a meeting with her earlier this week. And she just couldn't help but say really good things about it. So
awesome. All right, so now that our needs to do are out of the way, if you want to call in and share your poetry, give us a call at 303-386-3598. We're going to go ahead and just get rolling and do this. Welcome to the line, Diane.
Hi.
Hi, Diane. Where are you from?
I'm from Michigan.
Hey, Diane. First time caller?
Yes, I am.
Well, you've got J. Todd, Michael.
Hello, Diane.
Hi.
You going to share something with us?
Yes, I am. I have a silly sonnet.
Excellent.
That's our favorite kind. Go ahead.
It's called, you want me to go ahead now?
Sure.
Okay, it's called What They Did on Valentine's Day, a fish story. He set his line with bait to catch large bass, who like the multicolored squiggly blue that move and bend within warm water's path, alluring to aquatic gilly things. But she used worms obtained straight from the earth, brown, slimy, long, and tasty to be sure, slid on the hook to hang for all they're worth, enticing fish pursuing morning's lure. He cast his line to distant waters flew, then she ingest through hers to nearby pool. A fish saw his and swam in closer to the brown and slimy dangling thingy-do. Console yourself, imbibe in blissful beer. it's women now who draw the bass out here.
Nice. Very well done. And Diane, you started us off great. I didn't even mention we're doing a theme show tonight for Valentine's Day, and you did perfect.
Okay, well, I heard that you were doing love today, so I...
That's his.
It's our Valentine's Day show. We're in a lovey-dovey mood.
It's all about the love.
We showered love on the girls of the radio station.
And by that we mean we took a shower, and you know, we didn't offend anybody.
No, we brought them flowers and chocolates and gummy bears.
Okay.
And thank you, Diane, for calling.
Okay, you're welcome.
And if you want to call in like Diane did, go ahead and give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. Or, you know, we've been pulling poems offline off our site. This week we're trying to get more of the love theme going on because, you know, love is in the air.
Exactly.
Love is in the air.
Love is all around.
Love is all around. But if you want to have your poetry read for next week, which is going to be a much more somber episode.
Yes.
It'll be the it's not you, it's me
episode. Yes.
So you break up poetry.
Your
painful poetry. Send it to worldpoetryopenmic.net in the contact form. Just put it in there, and if you want someone to read it on the air, we'll do it.
And if you sent one this week and it's not love-inspired, we are holding on to that. We'll say that for a show that we don't have themed.
Absolutely.
And we have another caller on the line. Please welcome Ellie.
Hey, Jay Todd, how are you?
I'm doing good, Ellie. How are you?
Oh, wonderful.
You said you had some love poems lined up for us.
I do. I've got a short one, and then I've got a little bit longer one. First one is called Sidewalk in New York.
All right.
Love found those needy nights, flickering stars, lonely falling. Summer dreams, new love again. Sun disappears behind another cloud of betrayal. Crowded sidewalk, snow slush. You slipped, our eyes met. Spring blossomed. Mid the blackened snow, love was born. That winter of endless spring on a sidewalk in New York.
Beautiful. Well done.
And the second one I have for you is Love's Golden Quill. My heart is a pen in your hands. Oh, write so gently your prose, my dear. Love, be a caress of metaphor. This ink of blossoms adoring spring, words flowing that inspire of a love above all other sonnets penned. Winged in love, gossamer delicacy, a full moon's flight, the endless starry night, new moon, new love, our own galaxy of a poetic symphony divinely composed. Waltz of love, the summer zephyrs on beaches, sandy shores of eternal endless seas. Beloved, our wedded words written a golden quill, divinely gilded with moonbeams bliss, shall ever blaze passion's moments endlessly upon this poetic page. Our heart's sonata. So on love lives, living breathe, love breaths, ever our poem, ever our song.
Beautiful. Ellie, thank you for showering us with your words of love on our Valentine's show.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Jay Todd. This is just so marvelous, the whole show, and just being able to share our poetry and read it out loud is just a gift.
You know, it's a gift to have you guys call in and do this. Really, I said it earlier today. Each show is like a Christmas present because you never know what you're going to unwrap, and it's just beautiful.
Absolutely.
I totally agree.
Thank you, Ellie.
Thank you, Jay. Yeah, happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day, Ellie.
Once again, if you want to call in like Ellie did, go ahead and give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598.
I've got one I'm going to share.
Okay.
I actually wrote this back Valentine's Day of 1997. I was married at the time. I was also a poor poet, so I wrote my wife a Valentine's poem in lieu of a card or chocolates or anything. This is entitled a Valentine poem. Cupid's arrow struck me many years ago, it seems. You're still my only love and the woman of my dreams. I sometimes take for granted all of the special things you do, but I hold you dear in my heart when the pain runs me through. So I read you this Valentine poem to let you know how much I care. I'm glad that when I am in need, that you are always there.
I like that one, man.
More Hobbit-inspired poetry.
Yeah, she's...
She's going to beat me.
She is. You know, and this is one thing we want to bring up. Something else besides Valentine's Day is kind of happening around the show. Somebody had a birthday.
Actually, lots of people had a birthday. Dennis celebrated a birthday this week.
Okay.
Dennis from Michigan, who calls our show regularly.
Happy birthday, Dennis.
Ellie celebrated a birthday.
Happy birthday, Ellie.
James Legoski, who's a poet here in town.
Okay.
Celebrated birthday, actually, on the same day as the one you're mentioning.
Well, happy birthday, James, if you're listening.
Yes.
That's absolutely incredible.
And, of course, you've got to mention one.
I have to mention one. We have he is the poetic pundit proliferating Pachydermis Poetics, prophesizing peanuts and parrots whilst pirates pretend to play.
Oh, my goodness.
J. Todd Underhill.
That was good.
Yeah, I stumbled over it, though.
Yes, unfortunately, I am the answer to life, universe, and everything.
For now.
42.
For now.
For now.
For now. You're Kevin Bacon? Really? Right. I wasn't aware of this.
All right, so we're going to go back to the phone line. We've got somebody queued up. Please welcome first-time caller from Clearwater, Florida, Shannon.
Hello?
Hello, Shannon. You're on the air.
Yes, hi. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Great, thank you.
You wanted to share a poem with us?
Yes, I would like to. I have one called Illusions of Grandeur.
That sounds great.
That sounds like my life. That sounds great.
So, Delusions of Grandeur is your life.
Shannon, go ahead.
All right. Victory and failure are frauds. Loneliness is a great acquirer of things. Knowledge is not profound. Under various names, I have praised you, rivers, killed by monotony in a story called The Idol. Jim Crow laughed at me in the morning. Wise governance was the only guest at the motel. Even those who are terrified of loneliness will at some point appreciate what solitude can offer for an individual's spiritual equilibrium. What are wise guarantees? They fired her because she loves McDonald's. Her memory seems Petrarchan. Which witch is who? He claims a clergy taught divided corpses. Only what runs is kept. Hasn't anyone noticed the clouds? They stopped by the winery and sampled some. A poet can be a prophet. Society kills the young girl's will. The boy in the kitchen thinks about the strength of any country. She had wanted to make love to him for a long time. Should love confine itself? I send them sincere thoughts. The October afternoon is a ridicule of heat. Amidst wreathed turban folds of black drapery, vague in character, a man of Montauk Park in Long Island darted in late Friday morning with a hand-addressed letter. An angry man is seldom reasonable. And that's it.
Wow.
Shannon, that was great.
That was great. For your first time here, that was amazing.
Thank you. It's part of that was part one of a 7-part poem, but I just wrote that as sort of like my surrealist pieces.
I think that's absolutely great. And will you do us a favor and call in weekly and share at least one of those poems or something else you've
done? Yes.
Certainly. I certainly will. Oh. And I actually just published a book, so I can read from that, too.
Oh, well, you know, we're all about self-promotion here.
Yeah, yeah. What's the
book out?
It's called Presumptuous Prose. And I published it on createspace.com. It's self-published.
CreateSpace. All right. I've heard of them.
Actually, yeah. CreateSpace is a great tool. So just look up Presumptuous Prose on Amazon, right? And that's how you would find it?
Yes. My name. Can I tell you my name? My whole name?
Of course you can.
Of course.
Okay. It's Shannon Norman.
Okay.
Shannon Norman. So if you're listening and you want more of that quality poetry that you just heard from Shannon, go out to Amazon.com, look up Shannon Norman, and what's the title again?
It's Presumptuous Prose.
Presumptuous Prose.
That's it. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you,
Shannon. I love your show.
Thank you.
Great. We love
your poetry.
Thank you.
All right. And if you want to call in like Shannon Norman did and share your quality work, and let's try and make it Valentine's theme because, you know, we're all in love here, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. However, we're coming up to a hard break. It's just about a quarter of the way through the hour. So go ahead and give us a call, 303-386-3598 for the next segment.
You're listening to KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life.
Winter means snow, hot chocolate, and pale skin. Get back to your summer glow. At the Beach has 5 different tanning levels, as well as spray tans. With great prices and no waits, you can get back to your sun-kissed skin in no time. Be sure to check them out online at atvtanning.com for a location near you. At the Beach. Get your tan on.
Hey, I'm DJ Richie Rich, host of Street Beats right here on KZKO The Vibe. Don't forget to check out my boys, Denver Autos. You can check them out at denverautostore.com or give them a call at 303-573-1333. The guy's name is Gonzalo. The place is called Denver Autos. That is the place to be. No credit, bad credit, any kind of credit, they can get you done, baby. Check them out at denverautostore.com or give them a call today, 303-573-1333. You mention any of us right here with MSC Radio Networks, you get $500 off your ride. Check them out today. DenverAutoStore.com.
All right. Who rocked the cradle of love? You've got great selections for music for our love songs, brother.
We love that.
Oh, you are so on top of things. Let's just get right back into the poetry and the callers. Please welcome to the line from Michigan, Dennis.
Hello, J-Todd. Dennis. It's Michael.
Hey, Dennis.
You're like Beetlejuice. We say your name 3 times and poof, you appear on our phone line.
Yes.
Thank you, brother.
I happy birthday to you and Ellie, and it's going to be a real good week. I'd like to read a couple of quick love poems.
Of course, you're welcome to.
Absolutely.
Yes. The first one is titled Love. Love, like the fragile bud of a flower, must be handled gently. If it is to grow, nurturing and care must be present. It becomes the shared responsibility of two to see that it gets enough sunlight, moisture, and nourishment. Often personal needs are set aside to meet the needs of the other. It is not a burden, but a cherished joy, knowing that while you are giving your very best, you are receiving the same. Love is a commitment for a lifetime. Not just when it's convenient. Love will bloom when two hearts, minds, and souls blend as one. The most beautiful gift one can give to another is true, selfless love.
Nice.
I really like that one, Dennis.
Dennis, well done.
Well, thank you very much. Then the second one poem tonight is Summer Love in Olden Town, which is was co-written by a poetess named Melodies and myself.
Okay.
There was a man from Olden Town who danced upon the green. The steps he took were far and wide, the best you'd ever seen. He went to town one golden day, a flower in his hand, to find that special lass he loved, the fairest in the land. His lady love, so wrapped with bliss, sat waiting in the bower. Her face did blush in one fast rush when she espied his flower. He rushed right to her very side, prepared if she should faint. She looked right up into his eyes, and therein saw a saint. Love bloomed that day as night and lass did pledge their promise true, then danced away with hands held tight into the rainbow's hues. So if you see them neath a bow, don't think they're seeking gold, for they have found their heart's desire, love's treasure, it is told.
Nice. Again, brother, you just are bringing it.
Oh, thank you.
Is there anything you can't write about Dennis?
I'm sure there is.
Go find it.
let's not try to find it.
Okay.
Hey, Dennis, by the way, from all of us here, I know we already said it, but happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Dennis.
Thank you very much, and you guys are doing a great job. Keep up the great work.
Hey, thanks,
Thank
Dennis.
You very much.
God bless.
God bless you. Once again, if you want to call in like Dennis did, give us a call, 303-386-3598. I wrote this a long time ago. I'm going to share this one, being a love poem.
Yeah.
My wife has not heard this poem, so this is going to let the cat out of the bag. This is entitled The Untold Confession. I have loved her all of my life, but I never made her aware. A secret now to even my wife, this beauty with golden hair. In grade school, the pigtailed girl who set my heart all aflutter. Her name on her tongue would twirl. In her hands, I would be like warm butter. In the middle of school, the coming of age, I wanted to take her to our first dance, but my emotions I kept within a cage. I was too afraid to take that chance. I moved away in senior high, but in my heart she had remained. I cannot confess, nor can I lie, about this love that was restrained. Just after graduation, I saw her again. We traded tapes through the mail. I became a slave unto her grin. My heart she constantly did impale. We got busy with our own lives, as fate would happen, time in and time out. A wedge of that time would eventually drive, of uncertainty and doubt. We married and moved on, and we lived the best that we can. The feelings I thought were gone, making me a different man. We are now back in touch, and the feelings are still there today. I love her ever so much in every possible way. I love her husband and children, for they've made her life complete. Her image shows through her doctrine, their angelic faces so sweet. I want to tell her just how I feel, but I do not know where to begin. So it will remain something that I conceal, and a secret I hold within. And if she's listening tonight, I'm out.
You've just come out of the closet?
Well, yeah.
Whoa, wait a minute.
No.
Well, not,
no,
another, I didn't come out. Okay. Another closet, not the same closet. Okay.
I have something for you.
All right.
Jeremy, real right. quick. Celebrating life. Birth is just the beginning. 42 years old.
Hey.
A haiku from the Haiku Massa, read by him for me. I'm tearing up, dude. Really, I am.
That's really cool. Hey, wow. So we have, speaking of someone who I know is going to make us tear up, because she always does, we have someone special on the line. Individuality, how are you?
Good, and you?
Doing great.
Doing good. Hey, welcome to our show, our love poem show. Do you have a love poem for us?
Yes.
Awesome.
It's called Landlover.
All right.
Set aboard with a stranger. In his arms, I feel no danger. Yet in his eyes, I see anger. Does he know why I'm at sea? Running from a love that's destined to be. And although I too love, no one will tell me who to be. But they both made a mark right of me. He knows wherever I set sail, on my mind he'll prevail. Then I'll start thinking about coming home, while he'll be waiting, playing our song. Even though I said I'd never return, he knows in my heart his flames still burn. Like an endless fire that's imbued to water, only ways to calm the burn is to get farther and farther, or give in to his charm and finally surrender. But I'm a fighter, not a quitter. I'd shipwreck this boat before I ever surrender, and go insane on a deserted island, before returning to the city, because that's where he waits, my desperate land lover. I set sail on his boat in search of another. Around me, his essence will no longer hover. Finally, I'm without this desperate land lover.
Beautiful! Wow.
Individual, I'm sitting here laughing, so I'm like, oh, good Lord, I wish I wrote like that when I was
wish I wrote like that now.
That was excellent.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling and sharing. Now, are you going to, I know you're a little young, do you have a breakup poem for next week?
I'm going to try to find one.
Excellent.
All right. That sounds great.
Don't be breaking little guys' hearts just to write a poem for next week, okay?
Okay.
Happy Valentine's Day to you, Individuality.
Happy Valentine's Day to you, too.
Thank you for calling. Once again, if you want to call in like Individuality, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. Give us a call. Read your poetry, or you can read a cover. That's fine, too. We're talking all about love this episode.
This is the love episode.
It's all about the love.
No greater love than the love that one has with their Savior. And we had a submission via website, and she's actually part of the KZKO family, extended family. She didn't want to call because she feels a little intimidated. So she does like some people do, and she sent it in. So I'm going to go ahead and read it. This is entitled One Defining Moment by Teresa Sorrentino. Ever had a moment, one defining moment, when a feeling washes over you? That's the moment when the Lord says, I'm here. Deep in your soul, without seeing a thing, the Lord says, I am with you. So worry no more. Worry about nothing. Put your faith and trust in me alone, and I will carry you all the way home, home to where the Father is, and everyone who loves you. Paradise is just a prayer away. It's the defining moment we hope for every day. It's knowing Jesus carries you and keeps you safe from harm. It's the moment some wait for a lifetime, and others never have. It's a moment I wish for you. It's a moment that I have had. To know I've have the greatest love packed deep within my soul, I'll have these moments forever, because Jesus is my Lord. Right on.
That's a really cool one.
That's a powerful love poem towards our Savior.
It's very much. And, you know, speaking of, okay, so that was an incredible one. And we have people who send in poetry from all around the world.
Yeah, that's why we're called World Poetry.
Exactly. Hey, imagine that. But then we also have people who are very close to home. In fact, one guy who kind of had a little bit of an adventure with yesterday, Mr. Brandon Bloom, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing very well. You doing better?
I'm doing better than yesterday. I'm not getting blood taken out of my face.
That's a good thing.
Out of your face, yes. That's a strange place.
Now, Brandon is a member of a very close friend of the World Poetry Open Mic. He's a player in the Silent Still.
Yeah, he's a guitarist for the band The Silent Still, who we've parodied on the show once before. And I still don't know if they know that, so this is the first time I'm mentioning that to them. So he's called in. I think you have something you're going to share with us, right?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Do you have something you're going to share with us?
Yeah, I actually I have a poem written for my girlfriend.
Oh, excellent.
Go for it.
Yes. Shall I commence?
Sure.
Okay. Whew. All right, let's do this. As the lands and vast oceans must inevitably meet, as the stars, suspended for so long, are bound to fall from the sky, the paths of correlating souls will undoubtedly intertwine. Expanding within each other the pure fire of life, an unparalleled connection sparks a light in our eyes. The world hangs suspended in a moment that surely dispels all our pain, our strife, and our worry. With smiles on faces, we keep on our path, that glow in our hearts, giving much inspiration to live and to flourish, to be who we are, to dream even bigger than ever before. It is impossible not to have a spring in my step when beauty incarnate walks by my side. And when I am present in the wondrous depth of your heart and soul, my own are in awe and at peace. For when I see who you are, I know. As the land and vast oceans must inevitably meet, as the stars, suspended for so long, are bound to fall from the sky, the paths of counterpart souls will undoubtedly intertwine. And that is what's happened to both yours and mine.
Well done, Brandon.
That's nice. Are you sure you shouldn't be writing lyrics for The Silent Still?
Right on.
But no, that was really good, man. That was very, very good.
That's what I like about The Silent Still. Every single member also is just sick talented on their own, too.
That's very cool, man. Do you want to give your girlfriend's first name over the air?
Yes, my girlfriend's name is Christine from Illinois.
All right, well, Christine from Illinois, that was Brandon Bloom giving a personal message directly to you.
And we just want to let you know, we do know that he loves you very much.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Brandon.
Thank you.
And once again, if you want to call in like Brandon, share your poetry, your love poetry. You know, I'm in the mood for love.
I'm kind of nervous being in the room here with
you. Simply because you are not near me. If you're in the mood to share your love poetry, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. However, we are going to be going to our second break of the hour
correct. Once again, we want to let you know you're listening to World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio on KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life.
Hey, it's your girl, Lady K, host of The Sounds of Soul every Tuesday night. Check out our newest sponsor on MSC Radio Network, Latin Life Denver. You know, being a Latina girl myself, I've always wanted to know anything and everything pertaining to Latin community arts and nightlife in Colorado. So if you want to know more information like I did, visit LatinLifeDenver.com. Once again, that's LatinLifeDenver.com.
Are you looking for a new piercing or tattoo? Phantom 8 Tattoo and Piercing is the place. Come in and check out their artist work and schedule your appointment today. Don't forget to mention KZKO to receive an hour off your session. Phantom 8 Tattoos and Piercing, conveniently located on South Broadway in Inglewood. Or visit Phantom8.com.
You're listening to World Poetry Open Mic. Wow, you are just fitting the mood, my friend.
It's all about the love.
It's all about the love here on World Poetry Open Mic. If you want to call in and share your poetry, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
We are now in the kind of the third segment of the evening.
And we do need to let you know that the station's general underwriters for this half hour are Body Armor Energy Drink.
Very useful when you're in love.
Exhilarate. Yes, they will help give you the stamina you need to stay in love for a long time. You know what I mean. All right. Also, At the Beach with 31 Denver locations.
Help you look beautiful and tan.
And, of course, one more underwriter for this hour, My Mom's Pies, 201 Murray Street in Niwot.
My Mom's Pies are...
Somehow all of those are interrelated. Anyway, we're not going to go there.
I got another thing. My brother in arms, poet extraordinaire, my best friend is he.
Wow.
Isn't that a cool one?
That is good. Brother, you are an amazing haiku master. You have some corrections for us too, brother, right?
Okay. After the caller.
Oh, hey, we have a caller. I didn't see that. I'm sorry. I'm blocking my view to our keyboard. Please welcome to the line, Bob from New Mexico.
Hey, Bob, how you doing?
Hello, guys. How's it going there?
It's going well. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
You've got the...
I'm all excited for tonight.
I am, too. I've been excited all day for tonight.
Well, I thought I wanted to take it a little different. I wanted to do a Valentine's poem that is written as if God was speaking it.
That'd be great.
That sounds cool.
Okay, it's called Taken Away, and this is how it goes. I just saw you walking. The sight of you made my heart leap. Then I heard you talking. Your voice is like a song to me. You're the joy of my soul, even before you came to be. I always watch where you go, for I love to watch what I see. For my heart's taken away by the one I have made. I wait to hear you pray, whether or not you have strayed. Just as I gave Jesus to you and all who ever believe, please, dear one, hear this. I give all things to receive. Just a word to tell you, just a word to show you my heart. I am always for you with a love to never part. Bless my heart and take what I give you. Let me impart the grace you know is true. For my heart's been taken away by the one I have made. I wait to hear you pray, whether or not you have strayed away. And that's it.
Excellent, brother. Another strong one.
Bob. Yeah. Yeah, you're consistently strong every time you call him. That was great. Thank you.
Yeah, we missed you last week, too.
Yeah, I missed. I had some, things happen. So,
life does happen on occasion.
Yes, sometimes.
Nobody understands that more than I.
Wait a minute. It doesn't stop for this show?
No.
Oh, okay.
You know, that other times life happens, and then we get a poem out of it.
Exactly.
That's it. That's it for sure. And Bob, yours are great. And thank you very much for sharing them. And we look forward to everything you share to come.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
And if you want to do it like Bob did, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. 3598. Now, I know that the board monkey has corrections.
Yes.
But he also is a haiku massa.
Okay.
Those ones were written, again, that he's been saying are more specifically for you. Sorry. But he wrote just a couple that are kind of Valentine's Day related. I'm going to read them very quickly here.
All right.
Okay. Patient, kind, hungry. Songs, poems, letters. Mothers, fathers, God. That's nice. Kind of a cool one, isn't
it? I like
it?
That one.
And then here's the one I really like, too. Gazing into eyes, the flutter of a heartbeat, kiss upon the lips.
I like
that's
that
good
too.
Stuff, right?
It's great stuff.
Yeah, he's. I think, and we're trying to convince him to have a haiku book by the end of the year.
Exactly. And to be honest, we're going to take the smoke and mirrors out of it. Before the show, he had not written poetry very much.
That's true. It's very true. He started kind of working through. Looks like we have someone very special
JT's
on the line.
Working really hard on the computers. I learned something this week that computer in 2001 Space Odyssey was actually named after the director's son.
Oh, really?
So I know that JT's working. I'm sure it's probably asking, hi, JT, how are you doing? So welcome to the line. She is from New Orleans. She is Gypsy via Orleans. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Doing good. Welcome aboard.
Thank you. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day, Gypsy.
And we do want to let you know we love you, too.
I love you. I love you guys, too. I'm going to read something for you tonight. It's just a tad bit long, but I'm going to run through it as fast as I can.
No, don't run through it. Take your time. Just stroll through it. Have a good time with it.
Okay. It's called Awakening.
All right.
All righty. Guiding me through the crowded French Quarter, your fingers chastely touch my waist. We sidestep rowdy revelers and half-eaten lucky dogs strewn in the streets with broken leaves and horse dung. I daintily skirted a puddle of Stephen vomit that bespoke someone overindulgent. Bourbon Street, reek of bourbon, beer, cotton candy, and urine. You tweaked my nose saying you smelled my spirit. I giggled inside, hoping you didn't notice me blush. No one had ever said such a thing to me. As we walked towards the French Market, insincere voices of con artists called to gullible tourists. Blaring jazzy blues mingled with the laughter and cussing coming from bars. You spoke to me of places far beyond New Orleans, told me the beauty of these places paled if you couldn't share their sights with me. They were meant to be appreciated as a desirous woman. Desirous? Me? A 20-year-old still fighting a losing battle with acne? By peripheral vision, I heard everything on the outer edges, but your voice spoke directly to my heart. Our walk brought us to a group of street performers. You stopped to watch. You now held my sweaty hand in yours. A mind made us the focus of his attention. Pulling a bouquet from his jacket, he reached it to you. Miming hugs and kisses, he prodded you with his white gloved hand. Presenting the flowers to me, you placed a gentle kiss on my forehead. The look in your eyes raised emotions like none I'd ever experienced. The mind smiled, giving you a thumbs up. The waiting crowd cheered, making me blush hotly. Almost shyly, you eased us away from me, holding onto the flowers. We continued walking toward North Peter, where the Mardi Gras madness seemed not to reach so far. In the marketplace, you wandered the boots on one side. I browsed silver jewelry I'm addicted to. Your only purchase was a ripe mango, the vendor's wife to you. Smiling, we fed the sweet fruit to each other. You licked sticky juice from my fingers. Each time your tongue touched me, I wheeled tears, not salt. Confused, my mind reeled with this emotion. Walking deserted side streets, we made our way to your car. By the time we reached your home, the sun had gone down. Inside, you ran a much-scented bath. Silently, you undressed me with trembling hands. I wondered if you felt me trembling, too. Wide-eyed, I watched you remove your own clothing. Eons seemed to pass before you were free of the last piece. At sight of you, I gasped. As you helped me into the steaming water, you gave me the dispound while my loudly beating heart acknowledged me. You sponged my body, careful not to let your hands linger. We soaked in the sensual shit until my nipples told of the water's cooling and much more. I stepped out, You wrapped me in a robe and led me to your bed. Nude, you fell asleep spoon. Never have you touched me in the biblical sense. Yet this day, this night, you made love to the soul of me. In the morning, I woke to find myself in love. Thank you.
Wow! Gypsy! That was a lovely poem.
And I don't do love poems.
Yeah, I do love on occasion, but that far surpasses any love poem I've ever written.
I don't do love poems.
Oh,
I'll tell you what, though, Gypsy. You know, listening to the last few weeks as well, I'd almost argue with you and say, even though there might be different types, I wonder if almost all your poems in some way are not a love poem.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's really kind of an impression I get. There's always love is at the center of all of it.
That's true.
This was a very, very nice addition. This is great. Really, always such an honor to have you and individuality on the show.
Thank you so much. And I thank you guys so much for making her feel so good.
Oh, you guys are amazing. And I'm going to be contacting you this week also.
Okay.
So we can work something out. You know what I'm talking about.
All right.
Okay, I do. And thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Good night.
Good night. Now, if you want to give us a call like Gypsy did, 303-386-3598.
Once again, it's 303-386-3598. Gypsy and I are working on an extra special surprise for the World Poetry Open.
Top secret surprise.
Exactly. I'm going to share this one. And this is entitled The Extra Mile, and it was a collaboration I did with my grandmother about her dating my grandfather.
Oh, really?
Before I was even thought of, or my mother was even thought of. So, this is in the Extra Mile. California, 1947. Moments that filled me up with glee. Riding on a Harley was pure heaven down at Carmel by the sea. The polished handlebars on the bike, the wind whipping through my hair, the rumble and adrenaline spike, riding with hardly a care. The coastal wind through the trees, causing them to wave and sway, lavishing on the ocean breeze on this, the most perfect day. Time lost on the back of a motorcycle riding around the central coast. Days that I wish I could now recycle, the scenery rolling by, I am engrossed. Stopping to browse the antique wares and a bite to eat to shake off the road, pot-belly stoves and Victorian chairs, then into the afternoon we rode. Returning to Berkeley just before dark, what a wholly exquisite ride. Removing our goggles after we park, casting them gently aside. Then my date and I part with a kiss as I ponder his regularly handsome smile. Returning home, enraptured with bliss after riding the extra mile.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, that's
so cool.
That's, you know, it's the last thing she wrote. And I was blessed to be a part of it. So, all right. I know. Once again, we're doing the love poetry, and we've got more love poetry coming to us from Pennsylvania. Please welcome Mel. Mel Patterson, how are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you doing?
Doing good. Welcome back to World Poetry Open Mic.
Thank you. The poem I have tonight is called Noise.
All right.
Shall I go?
Go for it.
Okay. Noise. Shattering peace is the disturbance of noise, which invades the soul from its prior poise. As the soul soars in heavenly contemplation, it's then catapulted into painful vexation. Where is the peace that once was mine, the gift given to me once upon a time? It shall come again, of this I'm very sure, as I release my spirit to God so pure. In the meantime, patiently, hopefully I wait, for the blessings from the keeper of the gate. He lifts my heart, my soul, and my spirit. For temporary loss of peace, I'll not fear it. I'll continue to pray to him without ceasing, for to the Lord our God it is most pleasing to ever thank him and lift his name on high, keeping his eyes fixed upon his azure blue sky. Once again, his peace does blessedly visit. When it leaves briefly, next time I'll miss it. For now, though, through his grace, I attain it. Oh, my sweet Jesus, help me to sustain it. Grant that I may ever bask in your love, amid any noise, be buoyed by your dove, the dove of peace fluttering his wings. Blessed Lord Jesus, how my heart sings.
Well done.
That was really nice.
Beautiful, Thank Mel.
You. Thank you for permitting me to read it, and I hope you have a lovely evening.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you. Happy Valentine's Day to you, too.
Thanks so much, Mel.
Now, see you next time.
See you next time.
Now, people are saying we're a little early for Valentine's Day, but our next show falls after Valentine's Day, so we're planning the post-Valentine's Day letdown.
The It's Not You, It's Me episode.
Let's just be friends.
Let's just be friends. Or not. Let's not really be friends.
Yeah. Once again, if you want to call in and share like Mel did, 303-386-3598, we do have to take a hard break. Our producer's telling us. Give
us a
call. 303-386-3598. You're listening to The Vibe. KZKO, a progressive broadcast for your modern life.
Tired of cutting coupons and looking for deals or ways to save money? Daily Pocket Deals has everything you need, offering new deals for local businesses every day. Daily Pocket Deals is sure to keep more money in your pocket. Visit dailypocketdeals.com and enter promo code KZKO to be automatically entered to win one of many great prizes.
What better way to show you care than to send one of my mom's pies? Fresh homemade pies using nothing but the best local fruit and the finest ingredients. Handcrafted with love right out of their Boulder kitchen and passed down for four generations. Mmm, that's my mom's pies. Call now, 303-652-6667. That's 303-652-MOMS. And order your pie today. Or check out their delicious menu at mmpies.com, where you can select your pies upon request. That's my mom's pies. What are you waiting for?
Stump the DJ. Stump the musical freak. Who's that?
Depeche Mode.
Oh.
It's a newer one.
Right.
All right. So,
as in they came back together and stuff.
Oh, so they're having a reunion tour where they're charging like three times the amount of their normal tickets, that sort of thing?
So now they're $15.
So now they're $15, yes.
No, that's a little harsh. Depeche Mode's great.
Yeah.
Now, I have to say, that My Mom's Pies commercial, I love that thing.
That is, it's so wholesome.
It is very wholesome, and, you know, I've heard that somewhere in there might be a double entendre, but I'm not exactly sure.
wow.
Okay. Well, if you haven't lived until you've had my mom's pie.
Actually, that is true. You have not lived. Most people in this world have not lived.
True. I got one more thing for you, Jer.
All right.
Okay. 37th day. Husband, friend, father. Many are your days.
Right on.
Happy birthday, brother.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, happy birthday, man.
Those that don't know the history of this show, basically, Michael and I have been friends for 10 years, and that's the shortest friendship that there's been involved, because JT and I have been friends for 16 years, so there's a lot of history with us. We just found a way to cram microphones in our face and have a good time and do it for the radio station.
And we really sound like this. When we don't have microphones in front of us.
I was going to say, if you come down to Village Inn where we go afterwards, we basically continue the show for another 3 hours.
That's very true.
Once again, calling from New Mexico, please welcome to the line, Bob. Bob, do you have more love poetry for us?
Yes, I'm back again.
Excellent.
Hey, great. Yeah, I wanted to share one that's a little more on the fun side.
All right.
I wrote a poem about a love affair between the sun and the moon.
All right, that sounds cool.
Yeah, and it's called Sun and Moon.
Right.
And this is how it goes. Who is this undaunted light? Said the sun about the moon. What he felt in his heart was right, or his heart had swooned. He was struck by her fair face, set amongst a mane of night. In her eyes another kind of grace, as she swung a frame so slight. She seemed so far away, 12 hours away, yet fate had trapped his gaze. As he marched his realm of day, of him she seemed unfazed. His glorious place kept her far, for that he wanted her more. He blessed the fact that he was a star, for her his light would soar. He found his joy in the chase as he pursued this queen of night. She before him set his pace, their course made things right. Thus my love has made me so, he sung of her to himself. My fair beauty, my reason to glow, my completer and my help. See my joy in my light, for I am in awe of hers. My appearing blessed as right, our day always assures. I will march in the cool of my day, I learn to love the night. I found my joy where I stay, as long as she's in my sight. And that's it.
Well done. Bob, another good one.
I'm sure something with a little bit of a different mood to it.
It had a playful feel to it.
Yeah, but you know, I think it's really kind of cool to explore the different aspects. I mean, love, and you know, Valentine's Day is a way to really kind of commercialize this whole thing. I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah.
But love is such an all-encompassing aspect of our existence and of the world around us.
Well, I just want you to know, different degrees of it for the last 18, almost 19 years.
Wow.
Has been Valentine's Day for me. I'm sucking up to my wife now. Sorry.
We could take it back, though. We can take back Valentine's Day and every other holiday, and we don't have to let it stay commercialized.
Absolutely. No, we should treat every day like it's Christmas or like it's a holiday, and exactly. Love our families like we do on those days every day.
Yes, exactly.
Although trying to do Halloween on Valentine's Day does not work for me. I've tried that a few times.
Yeah.
Trick or kiss. Just kidding.
Hey, Bob, thanks so much.
Thank you, Bob.
I appreciate the time. Thank you.
Excellent. Once again, if you want to call in like Bob, actually, if you want to be our last caller, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598.
Now, our board monkey has his correction segment that he's going to try and do.
This annoys me so much. It really does.
I know it does. I'm so sorry. But it's got to be done. I mean...
Does it, though?
It does. Maybe.
Answer that first.
Maybe not tonight. We'll see.
No. Answer that first. We'll do your corrections, and we'll get to the phones.
Time is on my side. Yes,
so,
it is.
While our bird monkey's answering that, a real quick villanelle. This is called The Test of Time. This is for my wife. Our love has stood the test of time against the onslaught of the years, and it makes my world so sublime. We fell in love while in our prime, chasing away our lonely fears. Our love has stood the test of time. Escaping this life's muck and grime, prayers not falling upon deaf ears, and it makes my world so sublime. Your beauty enhancing my every rhyme and drying my prosaic tears, our love has stood the test of time. The bells of heaven start to chime, the seraphim erupt with cheers, and it makes my world so sublime. And with each day our love doth climb, accepting what my heart reveres, our love has stood the test of time, and it makes my world so sublime. Well done.
I like that one.
I love the two. I like the way it turned out. All right. Now we're going to go to the correction segment real quick.
Okay.
Go ahead and go for it.
All right. So last week, Mike, you read a poem from one of our gentlemen from down in Australia.
Yes.
Yes.
You happened to say it was like 3 p.m.
Yeah.
When you were reading it, it was actually about 2:24 p.m.
Oh,
you were close, though. I'm sorry. I had to. And then, of all the things... You mentioned a famous Yeats.
Yes.
Which one were you referring to?
Or Frederick do you know? Yeats.
Who?
Frederick Yeats.
Frederick. Okay. Well, Frederick Yeats, or Freddie Yeats, the disco king of...
Astoria.
Astoria.
The disco king of Astoria.
Yeah, there is none.
What?
Sorry.
Who is the disco king of Astoria, then?
Well, there is no disco king of Astoria.
I beg to differ.
Well, there might be, but and only in your head.
How do I apply for that job?
So there is, now there's a couple things that I found. David Bowie wrote a song, and sang it, obviously, called Bring Me the Disco King.
Bring Me the Disco King. Good song.
Okay. And then, more recently, this group, this Romanian pop, dance pop group named Accent... They have a song called King of Disco.
Ooh, there you go.
Okay. Astoria.
I wonder if they sing with an accent. Just kidding.
You know, it's slight. It's kind of interesting. and then Astoria actually is a term used in the 15th century to refer to a complex new narrative and allegorical subjects that were then enlarging the repertoire of painters.
All right.
Okay. Leon... Battista Alberti's treatise on painting. He wrote a book. Okay, right. Refers to Historia as the most ambitious and difficult category of works a painter can ever attempt.
All right. Well, done, bro.
Those are my corrections.
All right, we do have a caller. We do have the last caller of the night. Please welcome the line, Marie from Denver.
Hi, Jay Todd.
Hi, Marie. Do you have a love poem for us?
I do. I also heard it was your birthday, so I want to play a game, Jay Todd.
All right.
I'm going to read this poem, and I want you to name the author.
All right.
All right, the poem's called A Valentine. For her this rhyme is penned, whose luminous eyes, brightly expressive as the twins of Loetta, shall find her own sweet name that nestling lies upon the page enwrapped from every reader. Search narrowly the lines, they hold a treasure, divine, a talisman, an amulet, that must be worn at heart. Search well the measure, the words, the syllables. Do not forget the frivolous point, or you may lose your labor, and yet there is no Gordian knot which one might not undo without a saber. If one could merely comprehend the plot, and written upon a leaf we are now peering. Eye scintillating soul, there lies perdue, three eloquent words oft uttered in the hearing of poets by poets, as the name is poets too. Letters, although naturally lying like the knight Pinto Mendez Ferdinando, still form a synonym for truth. Cease trying. You will not read the riddle, though you will do the best you can do.
Well done. And you're not going to stump me. I actually read that poem 2 days ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, so who wrote it?
That's Edgar Allan Poe.
Is that Poe?
Yeah, that's Poe.
Damn, I'm good.
There's even some Alexander the Great references in there, which I find intriguing.
It was very intriguing. Poe was an intriguing writer, and he wasn't just the Gothic writer. He was a very good love poem writer, too.
Well, actually, yes.
Annabelle Lee.
And a what?
Annabelle Lee.
Oh, I thought you said...
And a belly.
I thought you were using. I thought you lost your non-regional dialect and said ballet. But you know, that's
Marie. Thank you for being our last caller on our love poem show.
Cool. That's cool.
Excellent. So are you going to come down to our after party?
Of course, I wouldn't miss it.
We're looking forward to it.
All right.
Thank you, Marie.
Thank you.
Once again, we want to thank our station sponsors, the Exhilarate Drink and Body Armor. At the beach, My Mom's Pies, basically everybody that makes this possible for MSC Radio Network.
Absolutely.
We also want to thank our sponsors.
IdleVoiceLessons.com.
And USACarpetInc.com.
That's right. And we'd like to thank our executive producer, Mary Cohn. We would like to thank...
Our technical producer
and board op.
And we love him. J-A-T. And we love Mary.
Absolutely. I am Michael Amade, and to my right, once again... is the poetic pundit proliferating pachydermis poetics, prophesizing peanuts and parrots whilst pirates pretend to play Mr. J. Todd Underhill.
Thank you guys for tuning in. Once again, you've been tuned into World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio, and we are on Jam and KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life.
Shack on a lonely country road, a young man plays his guitar, sings the melodies of his soul. Then one day he just stopped playing, said he wanted to see the world. He was tired of being lonely, had to find himself a girl. So he went into the city, and like a boy who's lost his way, he just kept right on walking and looking day by day. His name and said, why don't you play that guitar and become the star you are? I'm the woman behind the man playing the guitar in the band. I'm the woman behind the man playing the guitar in the band. He took his guitar off his back. As we walked, he began to play, singing the melodies of his soul. As he looked into my face, I could feel the joy inside, the pain brought tears into my eyes.